We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you. blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand together this evening and sing about the love of Jesus, number 441 in our hymn book. 441, love lifted me. Praise the Lord. How about you?
Amen.
Tonight, before we sing the third verse, and you would just like to share how the love of Jesus saved your life, maybe just a quick testimony of how the Lord saved your soul, you remain standing, okay? If that's you and you just want to share quickly to encourage us tonight how the Lord saved your soul and what that meant to you, what that did for you, I'd ask that you stand. The rest of us, you may be seated.
Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved to.
Could help. Love lifted me.
Jesus. We thank you for your saving power, God. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now I see what you all did there. You knew I was standing, and so you sat down so that I would be the one to have to share. That's okay. It just so happens to be I gave my heart to Jesus right here at Pilgrim Camp when I was 10 years old. I was in the Faithfuls. We were joking in the dining hall, the palace, just this evening, that a few of us at the table had been in several cabins for several years in a row, almost like we got left back, right? But that's not how it works here at Pilgrim Camp. What you may not know is when the camper registry comes in with all the campers that have signed up, based on whose birthdays or when and how many you have of each age, since there are only room for 8 boys or girls in a cabin, it determines what cabin you end up being in. And so one fella told us he was in the Hopefuls 4 times in a row. Now, I don't think that's possible, Brother Paul. I don't think, even if there was a clerical error, I don't think that he could have been. But then he explained to us what it was. He was here for 2 periods for 2 years in a row, and both years for both periods, he was in the Hopefuls 2 + 2 = 4. That was Brother Andrew Walvogel, by the way. So I know they weren't leaving him back on purpose, okay? But I was in the Faithfuls for 2 years in a row. And I believe it was that second year, 10 years old, there was a time at the altar when the Lord, at 10 years old, convicted me legitimately with a deep sorrow in my soul of my own sin and my own darkness. And I felt so dirty and so filthy. And I remember coming to that altar. Back then, it was that green carpet. And as tears began to fall down my face onto the altar there, the fireplace, I asked Jesus to come near to me and close to me. And when the service had ended, most of the boys had already exited. And I believe I was the last one. And the head counselor at the time, Brother Phil Walvogel, he said to me, as soon as I opened the door to leave, he met me right there. And I'll never forget it, because as soon as the air hit my nostrils, all I was able to do was to clearly breathe again, right, after crying. That ever happened to you, right? And he said to me, Gary, how would you like to invite Jesus into your heart and to forgive you of your sins? And right outside that door of that village meeting house, Brother Phil led me to the Lord. And right here at Pilgrim Camp. And so this place has always been a very, very special place to me and dear to my heart. And we're glad to come up here now with my wife and our 5 children as the Lord has been ministering to them in the cottage and the village and now even on staff. And so the Lord has used Pilgrim Camp to change eternity, to change generations, to change my heart and my life. And I'm so thankful that love lifted me. Now, I'm going to sit down for a minute because you might want to share how love lifted you as well. Come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
you, Lord.
I also found the Lord here at Pilgrim Camp when I was 11 years old. I'm thankful for the whole years that He has been with me. Unfortunately, I drifted from the Lord for a period of time. I had to think of this morning when Brother John was talking about the value of money and success, and I'm thankful that my parents stressed the importance of godliness rather than success. My mom would tell us about my father, who made $20 a week at that time, and immediately she put $2 away for tithing. She laid a foundation as far as the value of Christianity and the value of things. And as far as the world goes, I guess I was successful. I worked on Wall Street, and I remember the time that I was promoted to a vice president, and in those days they put a half-page ad in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal about the promotion of Mr. Ford once again. And I called my mom to tell her this, and she says, "Oh yeah, that's nice." She was not at all impressed. And I must say that those years I was very unhappy. I kept up conversations with Brother Gordon all the time. He later told me that during that time, every time he drove into town, he would pray for me on a constant basis. And of course, I was miserable too. I was very unhappy. I'd be in places I shouldn't be, and the verse would come to me, "Though I make my bed in hell, yet thou art with me." So the Lord never left me, never left me. And I kept in touch with Brother Gordon. I visited camp at the time too, on a regular basis, but my heart was far from the Lord. And then one night, I had, at that time, I had a rather nice house up in Peekskill, kidney-shaped swimming pool, lots of room for people to stay over, and I had a big party. And I woke up in the morning, and as I went to the refrigerator for a glass of orange juice, that verse came to me, "Create me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me."
Yes.
That was the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That was because I had been taught the Word of God and had lived the Word of God for so many years. I could not get away from it. And the Lord wouldn't let me get away from it. And it was real. I knew I had to make a decision right then and there. And I knew that there was a retreat going on here at camp. And I called Brother Gordon. I said, "Do you have room for me?" And of course, he was beside himself. Tried to act like the Cheshire Cat, and not have any reaction, but I drove up here, and that's where I clinched it. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that God does not leave us.
Yes.
We may think we're leaving Him, we may take devious pathways, but He's always there. The foundation that we receive at camp, or at home, or in our churches, it never leaves us. And God, through His Holy Spirit, will bring back things to our remembrance. And so I'm thankful for that, for the foundation I had here at Pilgrim Camp. Later on, He filled me with His Holy Spirit during the retreat, and I'm thankful for that too. So God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. He touched me. Oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. We praise you, God. Oh, we thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Every heart that doesn't know you, that you're working on, that you're dealing with, that you're calling on to, Lord, we pray that you'll touch these hearts. We believe, Lord, for the cottages.
Yes,
we believe for the marriages.
Yes, Jesus.
God, come to them.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Their hearts. We pray, Lord, that they shall hear the voice of God calling them. That they'll hear the Spirit of God blowing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, through a song, through a verse, Lord, however you want to learn. But we pray, Lord, that you'll touch them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we believe you that your great love would come down and speak to them, come to them, pour out your Spirit on them. Lord, we just ask, oh God, for what you've done here. Lord, the testimonies we've heard about. God, you want to do again and again. And we believe, Lord Jesus, if there's one or another that you're after, God, go after them.
Yes, Lord.
Come to them, touch them,
yes,
speak
Lord
to them, we pray.
Oh,
and Lord, for all others that are on our hearts, that we carry, that we know you've loved them, and have walked away. God, that our
yes,
God
Lord,
is against you.
Yes, Lord.
We
God,
believe
draw
for them
back.
Too.
Yes, Lord.
Draw them
like
back,
you did
Lord.
For Brother Paul.
Yes, yes.
God, Lord. We believe God tonight.
Oh, yes, Lord. Holy
that
Spirit,
you will
stay, draw them, Lord.
That you will speak.
Yes, Lord.
That you will, as Brother John often says, come into their world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, do something for them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord,
yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we intercede
Hallelujah.
On their behalf,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy
Lord,
Spirit, go. Touch them, Lord. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Sometimes when people are talking about revival, they make it seem as if it's the Lord who chooses to not only bring revival, but it seems the way they're talking as if they think God causes revival to stop, and then somewhere down the line he's going to cause another wave to come, and then somewhere after that he kind of chooses to disappear for a while and then come back. And of course, that's not true at all. Jesus came to the cross that we might have life, and life to its fullest, and it's not meant to be absent of him at all, but to have that blessed sweet communion. And it's never the Lord that's leading us, as Brother Paul has said. It's more often us that's leaving him. And you can see during times of revival, it didn't take long before the next generation or two began to walk away from what the Lord was doing. And it really started, if you look back in history, not too long after the initial ones were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. It was only a generation or two later, maybe three, that they began to create a more of a religion than this relationship by the Holy Spirit with God. And if we look back at what we've been a part of in the early 1900s, it didn't take that long, maybe two or three, again, generations, before we seemed to walk away from what the Lord was doing. Why is that? Well, it's because it needs to become each generation's experience, not just their parents' or their grandparents' experience. I liken it to when you get saved, there seems to be a passion for Jesus and an excitement for Jesus. And I love being around people who've been newly saved, because you see that joy that they have because they're experiencing something for the first time. But then you'll hear people who are saved longer sometimes say, oh, well, that will wear off. Well, I got news for you. It should not wear off. Sweeter as the years go by. Sweeter as the years go by. This isn't something that we're meant to grow cold towards, but something we're meant to grow closer to moment by moment, each and every day. And so maybe you're here tonight and you've been saved a long time, and maybe what you're needing and what I'm needing is a reminder that the Lord has not left us, and that what He desires from us, even now in our lives, is to draw nearer to Him as He draws nearer to us. And what does that verse say? As we take even just a step towards Him, right? He's taking many. He draws nigh to those who draw nigh to Him. Can we stand tonight, and before we have the Word of God tonight, sing number 51, Nearer, Still Nearer. Nearer, Still Nearer. And may it be our prayer, Lord, just like You did at that altar in the village when I was a faithful, or I was a great heart, or I was doing hopefuls for the fourth time, Brother Andrew. Lord, when You touched me then, I know You still want to keep touching me even now. Amen? Let's sing that. Nearer, Still Nearer. 51 in the white book.
Thank you.
Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.